Mickey Poo.
Jenny Poo, how are you?
Good. Are you done with vacation already?
I am for right now.
Oh. That went fast. I couldn't remember. Was it last week or this week?
No, it was all last week.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. No, it's back and getting ready for the shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we got a stone today, if that's what you're calling.
I did. Well, there was a couple of things. I wanted to make sure that Brad got that one. As always, if he doesn't love it, tell him give me a call. But I thought that was, at that time, it was the best choice. I did, after how many years, figure out his SI3. I went, Brad, for the love of God, I swear you think you've sold every SI3 in this world. Are they just SI2s, but you want to be conservative, so you call them SI3? He's like, bingo. I was like, why did it take me this long to figure it out?
So you can give him an SI2. He's just going to call it an SI3.
Well, it actually helped. The definition helps me because, like, if I'm looking for an SI2 for Jennifer, I'm looking at the trying to look at the picture, and I'm like, okay, what's the one that looks as close to an SI1 as possible? What he is telling me, because we both, neither of us believe in SI3s, it's halfway in between an I1 and SI2, he's just saying this wasn't like the best of the best SI2s. He's downgrading it so that I can open my eyes a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I never thought of it that way, and he just kind of laughed at me. He's like, now you're catching on. I'm like, son of a gun. With that being said, the third reason for the call was when he and I were speaking yesterday, he thinks that the 103 Round Brilliant that I sent a couple weeks back was sold, but he couldn't confirm. So he told me to call.
We set the stone Thursday, and the customer picked it up Friday, so yes.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Yeah, she loved it. It was
awesome.
A perfect stone. It was, like, you know, identical to what she had as far as, like, color and clarity, so that was easy to talk to her about. So she was very, very, very pleased because she's always wanted a carrot stone.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad
it
worked out.
So, yeah. So it found a good home.
Groovy. All right, lady. Well, I will get out of your hair. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay, thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, wait. Last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Check his email. Your email, we were talking about fluorescence, and what's funny is this morning I had a 90-year-old jeweler down in Florida, a buddy of mine that I've known probably as long as I've known Brad. He's like, what does fluorescence do to a diamond? And when he was saying that, when he called, I was staring going, oh, I got to get this article to Brad. And it talks about, and it's from GIA, so it's not like nobody's trying to pull, like, no one's trying to taint the what's the word I'm looking for?
Trying to skew.
Sway your opinion.
Yeah.
So, but I think you'll enjoy it, and I think Brad will see things maybe a little bit differently.
I'll ponder. Maybe not, but I'm curious to read it.
Yeah, I took a picture of it and then sent it in an email, so you guys should have it.
Okay, I'll go look for it.
Awesome. Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.